Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Tropical Smoothie Cafe welcomes you to Tropic Time. I'll be your concierge. Our beach bites, including made-to-order wraps and bowls, are full of tropic vibes. And our fresh-from-the-blender smoothies make you feel absolutely radiant. It's like a wellness retreat for your taste buds. You're on Tropic Time now at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Got breakfast plans? At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, hitting your protein goals is a breeze. With our smoothies, bowls, wraps, and diets featuring up to 32 grams of protein.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks.
Some buildings hold history within their walls, centuries of footsteps, whispered conversations, and moments of life etched into the very bones of the place. And then there are buildings like Reno's Levy Mansion, where that history doesn't just rest quietly, it stirs. Built in 1906 by businessman William Levy, the mansion was a shining jewel of early Reno society, a family home filled with elegance, status, and the occasional scandal, exactly the kind of place you'd expect to be haunted. Over the decades, the Levy Mansion has been many things, a private residence, a bustling office space, and now a historic landmark with a reputation far beyond its architectural beauty. It's a place where employees working late swear they're not alone. A building where footsteps echo from empty hallways, objects relocate themselves, and chilling bursts of cold air cut through the warmth with no logical explanation. And then, there's the attic, the place where visitors hear the unmistakable sound of children laughing long after the building has closed for the night. Paranormal investigators have come armed with infrared cameras, audio recorders, and EMF detectors, and many have left with more questions than answers. Is the Levy Mansion haunted by its own past? Are these encounters proof of spirits unwilling to move on? Or just the natural creaks and groans of an old house settling into itself? I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. Standing tall along California Avenue, the Levy Mansion is impossible to miss. Its classical columns, grand porch, and turn-of-the-century charm speak to a different time. A time when the city was smaller, fortunes were built through local commerce, and a man like William Levy could become a pillar of the community by simply knowing how to turn a profit. William Levy first laid plans for the mansion in 1906. By then, Reno was establishing itself as more than just a railroad stop. It was becoming a hub for trade, politics, and society. Levy wanted a home that would stand as both a legacy for his family and a symbol of his success. He found the perfect spot just blocks from the Truckee River, hired the best craftsman money could buy, and created a home that was equal parts elegant and imposing. The Levy Mansion was built in the classical revival style, a look popular with wealthy families who wanted their homes to feel almost presidential. With tall columns, symmetrical design, and intricate woodwork, the house had the look of something important, and that was exactly the point. It wasn't just a place to live, it was a statement. For years, the Levy family hosted parties, entertained business associates, and watched Reno grow from the mansion's wide windows. But fortune shifted, and by the mid-20th century, the Levy mansion no longer belonged to the Levy family. Reno had changed, and so had the mansion's role in the community. The grand home transitioned into a commercial property with law firms, small businesses, and even temporary tenants occupying its rooms. Offices were carved out of parlors. File cabinets replaced fainting couches. But through it all, the building itself held on to something, the sense that it was never quite empty. The first whispers of something strange happening inside the Levy Mansion surfaced in the 1970s. Tenants working late reported hearing footsteps on the floors above them. Heavy, deliberate footsteps, as though someone were pacing back and forth. But when they went to investigate, the rooms were always empty. At first, these reports were brushed off. It's an old house, people said. Old houses settle, floors creak, pipes groan. That's just what happens in a building with this much history. But the noises didn't stop. In fact, they seemed to grow bolder. One tenant, working alone late one night, heard footsteps start at the top of the stairs and make their way, slowly, deliberately, down toward his office. By the time they reached his door, the air had turned noticeably colder. No one was there. He locked up and never worked alone at night again. Another longtime office tenant recalled working in the mansion for over a decade, gradually getting used to the quirks, lights flickering for no reason, doors that wouldn't stay closed, and the ever-present sense that someone was standing just out of sight. Staff joked about the Levy ghost, blaming missing papers or misplaced objects on their spectral housemate. But beneath the jokes was an unease no one wanted to admit out loud. Local papers took notice, running small features on the mansion's unusual activity, blending the stories into Reno's growing collection of haunted lore. Still, skeptics pointed out that the Levy Mansion's so-called hauntings could be easily explained. The mansion's age played a big role. Buildings over a century old have quirks, wooden beams shift, foundations settle, and drafts creep through aging windows, creating sudden, unexplained chills. The classical design, with its high ceilings and long hallways, naturally amplified sound. A creak in one room could easily echo into another, creating the illusion of footsteps or movement where none existed. Then there's the psychological factor. By the time the first paranormal stories made the papers, the Levy Mansion's haunted reputation had already started to snowball. New tenants moved in already primed to expect something eerie. And once you expect a ghost, every flickering light, every unexplained sound, every draft of cool air takes on supernatural weight. Psychologists have long studied how environmental suggestion influences perception. If you're told a building is haunted, your brain starts interpreting every ambiguous sensation through that lens. In a place like the Levy Mansion, where history and local folklore are so tightly intertwined, that suggestion holds even more power. The building itself added to the mystique. The Levy Mansion's architecture wasn't just beautiful. It was designed to impress, to feel larger than life. The high ceilings, ornate woodwork, and sweeping staircase created the perfect stage for any haunting story. The mansion felt like the kind of place that should be haunted. And so, in the minds of many, it was. Still, there were some things rational explanations couldn't quite cover. The cold spots, for instance, they weren't just isolated drafts by windows or doors. They appeared suddenly in the middle of rooms with no obvious source, and the footsteps, they followed patterns. They didn't just creak randomly. They started at the top of the stairs, descended at a steady pace, and ended at the same spot over and over again. The most unsettling reports came from the attic. The attic of the Levy Mansion is unlike the rest of the house, where the lower floors have been modernized and adapted over the years. The attic remains largely untouched. Its unfinished wooden floorboards and dim lighting create a space that feels frozen in time. And it's in that attic that multiple visitors, separated by decades, reported hearing the same thing, children laughing. Not just any laughter. It was described as distant, almost muffled, as though coming through a thin wall or from another time entirely. Investigators who visited the mansion documented these reports but found no records of any tragedies involving children at the property. Theories ranged from the playful spirits of former residents' children to neighborhood kids who might have once used the empty attic as a clubhouse. Others speculated that the laughter wasn't tied to the house at all, but rather to the land itself, a kind of residual echo from whatever stood on the site before the mansion was built. Of course, not everyone believes the stories. To skeptics, the laughter is just the sound of old wood shifting, or perhaps the acoustics of nearby homes carrying over through the attic's open vents. But to those who've heard it with their own ears, no rational explanation is convincing enough. As the Levy Mansion's reputation grew, so did its appeal to paranormal investigators. Ghost hunting teams from across Nevada and beyond began scheduling overnight investigations, bringing with them EMF detectors, thermal cameras, and audio recorders. Some left with nothing but silence. Others left with recordings they couldn't explain, faint voices, unexplained knocks, and in at least one case, what sounded like a child humming an old lullaby. Over the decades, the Levy Mansion's reputation settled into something unique. It was no longer just a historic landmark. It was a place where history felt alive, where the past didn't just linger, but occasionally made itself known. Some believe the house is simply a product of its environment. Old wood, shifting earth, and overactive imaginations working overtime in a building designed to evoke drama. Others believe the house remembers everything. The family gatherings, the office workers burning the midnight oil, the children who once played beneath its eaves, and that somewhere within those memories, something refuses to let go. What's clear is that the Levy Mansion is more than a building. It's a story, one that continues to unfold with every new tenant, every curious visitor, and every cold gust of air that creeps across the floor when no one's looking. As word spread about the strange activity inside the Levy Mansion, the building became more than just an office space or historic home. It became a destination. Paranormal investigators, local ghost hunters, and even a few skeptics, drawn in by curiosity, all made their way to 111 California Avenue, each hoping to witness something that would confirm or debunk the mansion's eerie reputation. What they found only deepened the mystery. By the 1990s, formal investigations had become common at the mansion, with some teams receiving permission to conduct overnight surveillance. Armed with infrared cameras, audio recorders, EMF detectors, and temperature gauges, they set out to capture evidence of what so many had already experienced. One team reported an unnerving pattern during their visit. Every time they climbed the grand staircase to the second floor, the temperature dropped dramatically halfway up. They described the sensation like walking into a wall of ice, the air so cold their breath became visible, even though the building's heat was running. Even more unsettling were the EVPs, electronic voice phenomena, captured during these investigations. In one particularly chilling recording, a female investigator asks, "Is anyone here with us?" The response, barely audible but unmistakable, was the voice of a child whispering, "We're playing." That whisper, investigators said, came from the direction of the attic. The attic itself quickly became the focus of many investigations. Its reputation as the most active part of the house was well-earned. Visitors reported hearing giggles, the sound of marbles rolling across the floor, and in some cases, the rhythmic creak of a rocking chair, even though no such chair existed in the space. What makes the attic so compelling is that, historically, there's no known record of tragedy involving children at the Levy Mansion. No documented deaths, no long-lost occupants. And yet the presence of playful, ghostly children is the most consistently reported phenomenon in the entire building. This gap between history and haunting led to speculation that the spirits might not belong to the house at all. Some investigators theorized the land itself could be responsible, that before William Levy's mansion stood on the property, children may have lived, played, or even died on the site. Reno's early days saw everything from makeshift homes to boarding houses and small farms occupying the area, and records from that time are incomplete at best. But the children aren't the only spirits said to roam the Levy mansion. Multiple office workers over the years reported seeing the fleeting figure of a woman near the main staircase, usually out of the corner of their eye, always vanishing when they turned to look directly. Described as wearing a long dress, possibly from the early 1900s, the figure is believed by some to be the ghost of Mrs. Levy herself, still keeping watch over her home. One law office that rented space in the mansion during the 1980s kept a running log of strange occurrences experienced by staff. Phones would ring with no one on the other end. Doors would lock and unlock themselves. Files that had been neatly organized would be found scattered across the floor the next morning. Even skeptical attorneys, people trained to seek logic and evidence, admitted they couldn't explain everything that happened within those walls. Some quietly moved their offices elsewhere, unwilling to work alone after dark. For investigators, the mansion presented a perfect storm of conditions for a haunting. A building over a century old, layered history with multiple occupants, and a mix of architectural quirks that could amplify sound and light in ways that defy easy explanation. One team even explored the possibility of hidden structural features, spaces between walls, forgotten crawl spaces, or sealed-off rooms that could account for some of the noises. During one investigation, they uncovered a narrow void between two walls, a gap left behind by renovations decades earlier. While it didn't directly explain the phenomena, it highlighted just how much of the building's history was physically hidden beneath its surface. Theories about the Levy Mansion's haunting fall into two main camps. The first camp believes the mansion is home to residual hauntings, echoes of past events imprinted on the environment, replaying like a recording. In this view, the footsteps, laughter, and even the phantom rocking chair aren't conscious spirits, but simply leftover energy from the building's past. This would explain why so many reports follow the same patterns. The footsteps always descending the stairs, the children's laughter always coming from the attic. Residual hauntings tend to repeat themselves, bound to specific locations and times, like an old film stuck on a loop. The second camp believes the mansion hosts at least one intelligent spirit capable of interacting with the living. The moving objects, flickering lights, and intelligent responses recorded during EVP sessions suggest something more than a mere echo. Investigators who lean toward this theory often point to the personal nature of the activity, objects moving after being discussed, footsteps seeming to follow specific people, and the unsettling sensation of being watched that so many visitors describe. There's also the possibility that both are true, that the Levy Mansion is layered with multiple hauntings, each tied to a different era of its existence. After all, the house has been home to families, businesses, and countless visitors across its long history. Each left a mark. Some may have left more than that. What makes the Levy Mansion's haunting particularly compelling is the sheer volume of reports across generations. This isn't a case where one person had a strange experience and rumors grew from there. The stories stretch back decades, told by unrelated people with no incentive to fabricate, many reluctant to speak at all, until asked directly. Even those who dismiss the paranormal lean into the mansion's atmosphere. There's no denying the building has a presence, something you feel the moment you step inside. Whether that presence is the weight of history pressing down on its walls or something far more unsettling depends on who you ask. In recent years, as Reno's paranormal tourism grew, the Levy Mansion became a fixture in ghost tours and haunted history walks. Guides recount the tales of children's laughter, spectral figures, and objects moving on their own, while visitors eagerly snap photos, hoping to capture a ghostly figure peeking from a window. Yet despite its haunted reputation, the Levy Mansion remains very much alive, an active space housing modern offices, balancing its eerie legacy with its practical present. Some tenants embrace the building's history, treating the ghosts like quirky co-workers. Others ignore the stories altogether, insisting they've experienced nothing out of the ordinary. And then there are the ones who break their leases early, refusing to explain exactly why. The Levy Mansion stands at the intersection of history and haunting, a place where every creak, shadow, and flicker of light tells a story. Some of those stories can be explained, others remain stubbornly, chillingly unanswered. But one thing is certain. Whether it's the spirit of William Levy keeping watch, playful children still laughing in the attic, or simply the creaks and groans of a century-old house settling into itself, the Levy Mansion story is far from over. If you spend enough time around old buildings, you start to notice something. They all have a personality. Some are warm and welcoming, the kind of places that practically invite you to sit down for a cup of coffee. Others, they have an edge to them, like they're keeping secrets they'd rather you not uncover. The Levy Mansion is definitely one of those buildings with secrets. After digging into its history and the mountain of strange experiences reported there, I can say this much. Something is going on inside that house. Whether it's paranormal, psychological, or just the unavoidable quirks of a building old enough to remember when horse-drawn buggies were still a thing, that's the part up for debate. On one hand, you've got an elegant, historic home with drafty windows, creaky floors, and enough layers of renovation to make sounds bounce around like a pinball machine. Add in a few well-timed drafts of cold air, and you've got the perfect recipe for a haunting without ever needing a ghost. But then, there's the attic. The laughter, the footsteps, the moving objects. It's not just the fact that these stories exist. It's that they've been told by people with no connection to each other, spanning decades. Lawyers, office workers, visitors on ghost tours. They're all describing the same things in the same places. That's a lot harder to explain away as imagination or creaky wood. Maybe it's residual energy, a recording of the past that never quite fades. Maybe it's something more intelligent, a spirit or two who liked the mansion so much they decided to stick around. Or maybe, and this is always the possibility I find most unsettling, it's something no one's even thought to explain yet. Whatever the answer, one thing's for sure. The Levy Mansion isn't just a historic building, it's a story still unfolding. Whether you believe in ghosts or not, the next time you find yourself walking down California Avenue in Reno, pause for a second in front of 111, look up at those tall windows, the ones that have seen more than a century pass by. And if you hear the sound of children laughing, well, good luck explaining that one. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free, select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.